G7 ministers will likely pledge fresh support for Ukraine, particularly when it comes to the country's war-torn energy infrastructure. They'll likely discuss plans for further sanctions against Moscow to cripple the Kremlin's ability to keep financing its war. Germany's foreign ministry says the G7 shouldn't try to tackle 21st century challenges alone, but join forces with democracies around the world. With that in mind, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has invited counterparts from Kenya, Ghana and the African Union to take part in day two of the ministerial meeting. As ministers put their heads together to discuss relations with Beijing, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is setting off on a much-anticipated visit to China. The planned trip, which marks the first by a G7 leader since Chinese President Xi Jinping secured a third term in office, has faced criticism in Brussels and Washington, amid concerns it could show a lack of Western unity. Scholz defended his visit on Thursday, arguing that Berlin doesn't want to decouple from China, but should also not become over-reliant on Beijing. Rosie Burchard, Brussels.